And when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye enter into it, ye shall find a colt tied whereon never a man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto him, What do ye loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded. And they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him. And he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way. And others cut down branches off the trees and strode them in the way. And they went before and they followed, cried. They that followed cried, Say, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I like to say tonight, my title, Your time's coming. Your time's coming. Just be faithful. Praise God. Just stay with the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh boy, this little colt. Amen. I can imagine what a time they had with him. Amen. He had grown up. He was already big enough to ride. They still called him a colt. And they probably tried to sell him and wondered why nobody bought him. And maybe the little colt himself wondered, Don't anybody want me? Amen. Nobody wants me. Amen. Every deal fell through, Sandra. Amen. Hallelujah. Every deal fell through. Just couldn't make a deal about this little colt. Amen. And probably the owner said, I know what I'll do. I'll tie him out here where these crossroads is, and I'll put a for sale sign on him. Amen. And somebody will buy him. Amen. And everybody passed him by. Nobody wanted this little colt. Say, neighbor, I've got this colt. Boy, he's a dandy. Is he broke to ride? No, I don't want one that's not broke to ride. I'd shoot at you on him now. I'd give you a price if he's broke to ride. But he's not broke to ride or nothing. So I'd buy him from the wife, but he's not broke to ride. And another fellow came along, and it was out of school. His daughter was graduating, and he said, Hey, neighbor, I've got a fine colt here. Would you like to buy this colt? And he said, Well, I need a colt for my daughter. She's graduating. I'd like to give her a colt for her graduation. Amen. How gentle is it? Well, he's never been broke to ride. In fact, nobody's ever rode him. He said, No, I said, I couldn't use him. Amen. Another fellow's son turned 16 probably. Amen. And he comes by and he stops, sees for sale sign. Amen. And he said, Say, I'd like to buy my son a colt for his 16th birthday. Amen. And he's old enough to have his license. And so, amen, I'll buy him for his 16th birthday. By the way, is he broke to ride? And said, No. Said, Nobody's ever sat on him. Amen. He said, Well, said, Amen. Do you think it'd be safe for my son to try to ride it? Well, I don't know. Nobody's ever rode it. Well, would you put your son on him? Well, I don't know if it would or not. Amen. He's never been broke to ride. Never a man sat on him. He said, well, I won't take a chance on him either. And so here he sits. Amen. And he says a little prayer probably. Lord, help me to sell this coat. I need the money. Amen. But God was saving him for a special time. We call it the triumphal entry. Whoo, what a day that was. When Jesus the King would come riding into Jerusalem, praise God, just like the prophet said, amen. Oh man, in my ministry I've tried and tried. I've probed different directions and wondered why I couldn't do it. And I asked Brother Waterman one time, I said, Brother Waterman, have you ever had any failures in your ministry? Man, he said, I've had so many failures, I can't count them. Amen. I just wondered why nobody wanted me over here in this direction. Praise God. It was because God didn't need me over in that direction. Amen. Oh yeah, I tried out for that church in East Prairie, Missouri. I thought it'd be a step up from Alto Pass. Amen. It won't be any trouble. Amen. This talented preacher. Amen. This guitar playing, singing preacher. Amen. This troubadour, this evangelist that's been around the country. Amen. To get that church. You know what? They didn't vote this preacher in. Amen. And I wrote that song after that, Lord, you make me what you want me to be. You know why? God didn't want me on that side of the Mississippi at that time. He wanted me out east. He didn't want me to go west. He wanted me to go east. Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Yes, sir. Amen. And I found myself praying down in the basement, Lord, bless us in Barberville, Kentucky, and didn't know a soul there. Just blurted it out in the spirit. Said, Lord, bless us in Barberville, Kentucky. Heard this out of the pastor. I called Brother John W. Sullivan. He said, no, sir, we don't have a pastor yet. Said, it worries me quite a bit. I said, could you get me in touch with somebody? Brother Garrett Powell, the little fine voice, talked to me over the telephone, and I thought he was some little wimpy fellow, and come to find out, amen, he's a great big broad-shouldered fellow with arms like a horse's leg. Amen. He's one of my best friends. Amen. Still is in Barberville, Kentucky. Praise God. Amen. He and Cree, special and great folks. Glory to God. Make a long story short, I went. Oh, how dark I felt. How foreboding I felt. Oh, the misgivings I had. Amen. We went down and tried out. Amen. And I sang that song, I See a Bridge, a Way to Cross the River of Strife, and a lot of other songs. Amen. And I cried. Amen. And I started back up the road. In those days, they didn't have the new four-lane highway that went to Corbin. So we took 229 up from London, or from Barberville up to London. Amen. And coming up 229 in the rain after spending the weekend preaching down at Barberville. Amen. We saw a truck come careening through a cut, lose control, go off the road. Amen. And hit a tree. And everything flew out of the bed of that truck, and it looked like it exploded. And we stopped and clambered down the bank and helped that old gentleman down there as he begged us to take it to the hospital in Middlesburg, Kentucky. A doctor came by and ministered to him, and finally an ambulance came. And oh, in the midst of that change, I was going into territory that I didn't know. I had the trauma of going into the strangeness of the mountains. And sometimes if you don't like mountains, if they're especially high, it feels like they're closing in on you. Amen. And when I saw that wreck, I thought, my God, is this a bad sign? And I couldn't hardly sleep. Amen. It just added to the trauma of change, going into a new and strange area by faith. But everything clicked step by step. In June, Amen. Last week in June 1962, pulling a U-Haul trailer, and an old gentleman went ahead in his truck hauling the rest of our little dab of stuff. And we moved into the parsonage in Barberville, Kentucky. Amen. Lord help. I was leaving for the first 2 years. But after I stayed 2 years, amen, and then four, and then four and a half. If I'd have stayed 6 more months in those mountains, they had grown so much upon me, amen, that I'd have probably still been there. I never would have been able to leave, amen. And God led me to go to Middletown, Ohio. Praise God. Oh, your time's coming. When God, amen, his fullness of time arrives, when God's hour arrives, they'll tap you on the shoulder. We went, amen, and went to Middletown, Ohio. And I had it fixed in my mind that Middletown lay to the right of I-75. So when I got off, went around the Cloverleaf, I just turned to the east, which was right, amen, from the highway. And I drove, and I drove, and I drove, and I drove, and no Middletown. I made a left turn on Highway 42, and I wound up in Waynesville. Amen, stopped at that Standard station on the corner, and I said, "Where's Middletown?" He said, "Just get on this road and stay on it, and you'll drive right to it." And so I got on 73 and drove all the way back through Franklin, amen, and drove right by the church, right in front of it, coming down 73. I thought, "Lord, is this a bad sign?" He went in and preached, amen, and the parsonage was in pretty bad shape. The wallpaper was hanging off the walls, amen, and needed repair. Amen. And I told the board that. And even if you use it for evangelist quarters, it needs to be remodeled. Amen. And I preached for them. This was around November. And I never did hear from them anymore. I thought, so much for that. And I just went on preaching, praying, singing, shouting in Barberville. Amen. Up into January, I got a phone call. It was Gordon Lawson, amen, representing the board. And he said, "Brother Collins?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Had you forgot us?" Well, I said, "Yeah." He said, "We just elected you as pastor of our church." I really had. I give up on it. Amen. I thought they forgot me. Amen. And they just elected me as pastor. And so Sister Collins and I got ready to move into Middletown. And when we left those hills, I cried. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes. And oh, it was quite a trauma for this old country boy to move in between Titus and North Verde Parkway, those two thoroughfares. Amen. So used to living a little more in the country. Amen. No, it put a pressure on me. And I know it made it hard on the family and my wife too. My only release, my only escape was when I got behind the pulpit and God anointed me to preach. I don't know what you're going through or what you're looking for tonight. Amen. But your times are coming. Praise God. Maybe every deal has fell through. Maybe you don't know if there's a place for you and what tomorrow will hold. Amen. And if you'll ever find that place in God again, I want to tell you, just keep smiling. Amen. I want to tell you, just keep praying. I want to tell you, just keep the faith. I want to tell you, just keep holding on to God's unchanging hand. One day, glory to God. I think probably the owner of this colt might have prayed a little prayer. Oh, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, you know I need to sell this colt. Lord, you know I need this opportunity. You know my family needs this money. Amen. And then he fell to peace and I'm sending somebody that needs him. Amen. And one day, praise God, two disciples came up and just started untying the coat. Amen. Signboard and all and leading it off. Praise God. Hey, what are you doing? Untying the coat. And they said, the Lord hath need of him. Said, glory to God. That's the answer to prayer. Hallelujah. And struck out after him. Hallelujah. Woo! He got to the top of the Mount of Olives. Amen. And he brought the mother too. And Matthew says they laid their garments on them. Amen. I don't know whether he rode both of them or not, but I know he rode that colt. And sometimes they led another one that was supposed to carry the king's gear. Praise God. And so, praise God, he's riding the colt that had never been rode and leading another to carry the king's gear. And the people are shouting, Hosanna. And that little colt that ever deal and fell through. And it looked like nobody wanted him. And it looked like there wouldn't be no future much for him. Amen. Was the coat of the triumphal entry. So popular that in 1969 when we was on top of the Mount of Olives and they had a camel up there for everybody to get the picture took off and a coat to ride when we started down the Mount of Olives. And the Arab boy said, this is a direct descendant of the coat that Jesus rode into Jerusalem. Amen. Probably was too, somewhere down the line. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. I'll tell you, your opportunity is coming. Be faithful to God. I'll tell you, your time of revival will happen. Just be faithful to God. Amen. Maybe nobody ever cared. Maybe nobody ever saw your potential. Maybe nobody knows about your gift. But there's going to be somebody that needs you. Amen. I remember when Charles and Billy Joe Valentine was having a hard time in the evangelistic field. And they've testified in other places how that Brother Collins helped them so much. Amen. They lived on a shoestring or faith. I told you the other day, a shoestring's too big. It's more like a mustard seed. You can't even see it if you're very far from it. Amen. Hallelujah. I remember being down at Allentown and somebody asked Charles for revival. He said, well, I look at my book. I knew it was empty. Amen. I knew there wasn't any dates in it. Amen. And he just happened to have a date for that brother. Praise God. But after a while of that, amen, one day, the pastor where they'd had a good revival in Strawberry Plains, Tennessee, amen, got real sick and could no longer carry on anymore, amen. And they called Charles and Billy Joe, amen, to Strawberry Plains. I saw them go from a trailer to a nice, fine, modern home, amen. They started to remodel the church, and they found out it had structural weaknesses and tore it down the foundation and built it up brand new. And everybody in the country would go see Charles and Billy Joe, that big nice house, 30 minutes from Gatlinburg. Amen. They didn't even have to have a motel. They just stay in Charles and Billy Joe like we did. Amen. And now Don Ingram's down there. Amen. And they're knocking on his door. And he has more company than anybody in the country. We're coming by. We're coming by. Hey, amen. It may feel like you've not got any. There's no demand for your services. But pretty soon, you'll be more in demand than anybody. If you'll keep smiling, keep your chin up, keep your head up, keep fasting, keep praying. Amen. And keep in tune with God. God will hear somebody else's prayer and yours at the same time. Your times are coming. Let's stand and let's pray. Father, challenge our hearts. Bless us, Lord God, in your great service. Help us to see, Lord, that you're the God, amen, that determines a lot. And the lot is cast into the lap, but the disposing thereof is of the Lord. And promotion cometh not from the east or the west or the south, but promotion cometh from God. Hallelujah. And your time of opportunity will arrive for every child of God. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Carl sings, make your way down to God's altar and seek God and see if God will help you. Amen. See if God, amen, will give you the assurance. Amen. A starving widow, not even a Jew. Amen. Calling on God, maybe. God said, I'm going to let you feed my prophet. Her time came when Elijah knocked on the door. Just enough to eat to feed her and her boy and die. She didn't know that last cake that she baked for Elijah was her meal ticket through the rest of the drought. Your time's coming. Your day of deliverance, amen, will come. I don't know how it'll come, but if you stay faithful to God, it will come. Praise God. Amen.